CARICOM heads of government say they are moving towards full movement of people within the region by March of next year. But according to the Prime Minister of Barbados, they have to get some legal hurdles out of the way first.
The heads have agreed that we are now moving beyond just the freedom of movement of skills to freedom of movement of people. Out of an abundance of caution and to be sure-footed, there are some aspects of the treaty that will require amendment, and therefore we are giving ourselves between now and the 30th of March 2024 to make the amendments, because we recognize as well that there may have to be an approach that does not put countries or make countries liable to any forms of suit with respect to some of the rights. So there has to be a minimum set of rights guaranteed for the movement of citizens. That will be discussed and agreed upon. That will be captured in the amendments to the treaty. That will also have to be financed, and we are looking at the CARICOM Development Fund as being able to put in place the mechanism to guarantee that each country can bring its minimum level of services up to the same acceptable period and level. Against that backdrop, we give ourselves these few months. You ask what is different? The revised Treaty of Chagaramus did not exist 30, 35 years ago, and that revised Treaty of Chagaramus imposes certain precepts upon us that, unless we carve it out, will be there to make countries liable. During the pandemic, we had to carve out certain things. There were restrictions on movement for public health purposes. That was understood. The treaty provides for restrictions for national security purposes. The treaty provides for restrictions for balance of payments purposes. We have determined that in order to facilitate freedom of movement, we may have to do it in a way where we guarantee a minimum level of rights. And that may relate to primary education, as you heard Prime Minister Skerrett say, pre-primary, primary, secondary education. It may relate to primary health care. It may relate to emergency health care. We are already covered with social security rights through the agreement that exists in CARICOM. So what we are doing is to ensure that the desire of heads is met by the reality of implementation. And we give ourselves this period of time to be able to make the amendments to the treaty so that countries can do so without fear of any further recriminations.
Prime Minister Motley added,
in a region that is underpopulated and in a region that is facing the most difficult crises, from climate to recovery from pandemic to debt to all kinds of other problems, if ever there was a time that we need to come together as one, it is now. And Prime Minister Skerrett was correct in saying that this conference reflected a mood of can-do and optimism, but realistic execution will ground us, and that is why we have fashioned it in the way that we have.
If I may be permitted a follow-up, Mr. Robertson, how big and broad do you intend to go beyond the limited category of workers now afforded those, if you like, privileges?
Mr. Gordon, I don't think you're understanding us, you know. Mm-hmm. Freedom of movement of people. So it's all, A-L-L. There's no services anymore.
All right.
And that's where you saw heads clap when the Prime Minister announced it, because this now gives full expression to what every Caribbean person has wanted since we've had control of our destiny.
Right.
Okay? What we want to do, however, is to ensure that when that movement takes place, that it takes place in a way that is orderly, that is effective, that gives true expression to what we want to do, but equally does not expose governments unnecessarily to problems that they would not otherwise have anticipated, okay, because of the treaty as it's currently drafted.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.